Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning. Welcome to Wednesday. I'm Larry Rinchen along with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, we have a distinguished guest on our live stream. You can see him because you used to see him on TV, and you still do.
So it's an early appearance for our special guest today, normally seen in later hours.
Yes, much like Dracula. Get time. Ray Pedlin, KDK TV meteorologist extraordinaire. Ray, good to see you this morning, and we wanted to reach out because you exposed some type of Arctic blast or some cold smack that's going to come here after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're going to see our temperatures coming up the next few days, including for light up night this weekend. Temperatures are going to be mild for much of the week of Thanksgiving. But Black Friday, the weekend after Thanksgiving, it looks like we're going to see some cold air slipping down as we get a big dip in the jet stream. So some cold air right on time to put you in the holiday spirit.
Are we talking polar vortex type stuff here, Ray?
I love that.
The thing about the polar vortex is the polar vortex is always there. It's always spinning around up in the Arctic. And it occasionally shoots some little areas of colder air down towards us. This is going to be cold, but we're not talking sub-zero temperatures or anything like that. But it is going to certainly be a colder feel than we're sort of used to, especially with how warm this year has been.
Well, this will be good for Pitt fans because next Saturday, the Miami Hurricanes come to Pittsburgh, and I'm thinking they don't like it when it's, as we would say here, chilly.
Yeah, I mean, cold temperatures are sometimes a big factor in those football games, especially when you're getting some of those southern guys coming up here to play. But yeah, you'll get to wear your cool Pitt jackets and everything else like that. So certainly the colder feel than even we've become kind of accustomed to. The last couple of days have been cold, and we're probably going to be seeing temperatures riding about the way things are projected this far out, about 15 degrees colder than usual. So that's upper 40s, low 50s this time of year. So we're going to be looking at highs only in the 30s again. So cold feel, and hopefully it feels really, really cold for those guys from Florida.
So, Ray, what is the winter forecast that you've cooked up here? I'm curious to know. And when does winter start again, on the 22nd or 21st?
Yeah, the solstice is, I believe it's 21st this year. Sometimes they shift a day or so, just because of the way the hours work out with that. But meteorological winter, though, begins December 1st. So we're getting real close to that. But we are looking at some shots of cold on and off coming in, probably like last year, maybe a little more, because if you remember, we had that real cold shot where the rivers froze over and such. So expect probably something like that. And we're looking at a little more snow than last year, but still just below the average of the what we would expect for snow this time of year. And the average has changed. It used to be 44.1. Now it's 41 inches of snow. So a little less than that, but certainly more than what we've had last year and way more than what we had 2 years ago when we only had about 16 inches of snow.
Yeah, the last year was, what, the coldest in a decade. But again, we were shy of those average snowfalls. I know that skiers are hoping this cold shot of air after Thanksgiving will get the local ski resorts open. Is that a possibility, do you think?
This week leading up to it isn't usually very helpful, but once you get those colder shots of air, especially this time of year when the averages are coming down, it's getting into time where those snow machines are going to be firing up. So as long as you can keep those temperatures near or below freezing for a good chunk of the 24-hour day period, I think they're going to be getting ready. And I know they're really itching to get that snow season started up there.
Well, I want you to know that Paul's really a closet meteorologist. Right, Paul? You love, love this stuff.
Actually, Ray, I grew up in Montana. And so winter is winter can be pretty tough there. And so that's why I'm so interested in the forecast here. I like living in a place with four seasons, and I like mild winters. And it looks to me like this is going to be an okay winter.
I mean, we haven't had a really good winter in a while. So I'm itching for that. I grew up in the snow belt, so closer to Lake Erie. So I'm a snow lover. I have a snow blower that loves to do its job in the driveway, but I haven't had to use that too much in the past few years.
Marty Griffin has an electric one he bought. He hasn't been able to use it much in the last few seasons.
Oh, gosh, I bought a deal of ice melt.
I still have it for this year.
And it's still like 75-80% full. It just hardly used it last year.
Yeah, our hardware
corner of the garage with all that.
Hardware store buddies are saying, "Hey, we need some winter here." They got all this stuff, and they have to plan when they purchase to stock up months and months in advance. So they really rely on that advanced forecast. Well, that said, look for Ray Petlin on KDK TV, and I just thought of something, Ray. Every time Paul says he's from Montana, I'm going to play this.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate the time, Raymond. Thank you. Ray Petlin, KDK TV. You see he's growing a beard.
Yes, I see that.
It's getting more shaggy. He's looking very Brett Kiesel-like.
We'll see how big that beard gets by the first of the year, huh?
All right, Ray. Looking good. Thank you. Remember that Robert Mitchum commercial for the beef industry?
Oh, yeah. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. So while people were talking about the vote on the Epstein files, a visit by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia created a controversy of its own. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
You ought to go back and learn how to be a reporter.
The question that set Trump off was not an unexpected one.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
He was asked why Americans should trust his guest, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, after the brutal killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018.
A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it.
That was not the conclusion of the U.S. intelligence community, which assessed in 2021 that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman did approve an operation in Istanbul, Turkey, to capture or kill Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident. The Crown Prince called the killing a mistake.
We've improved our system to be sure that nothing happened like that, and it's painful.
The moment marred an otherwise lavish welcome for the Crown Prince, who rolled out the red carpet for Trump in Riyadh this spring. On the eve of this visit, Trump approved a plan to sell F-35 fighter jets to the Saudis for the first time, despite Pentagon concerns that China, a Saudi ally, could try to steal the plane's technology. Trump was asked if his family's deep business ties to Saudi Arabia are prompting preferential treatment by the U.S. government.
What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot.
They already do a lot. In September, a Saudi-backed developer unveiled plans for a $1 billion Trump Plaza development in the seaside city of Jeddah. The Trump Organization announced a licensing deal with Saudi investors to build a luxury hotel in the Maldives.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who raised $2 billion in investments from the Saudis, told 60 Minutes last month that all these deals are not conflicts of interest, they're a diplomatic advantage, enabling him to build key relationships around the world, especially in the Middle East. Nancy Cordes, CBS News, the White House.
You know, the relationship with the U.S. and Saudi Arabia over decades has been very, very difficult at times. And then,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For the most part, not understood by many people.
I know that I think it really started with President Roosevelt way back.
Right, when they discovered the oil and became, that's what happened. That whole region was oil rich and they became a power and ultra wealthy. And that gave them, you know, additional clout. And over the years, trying to figure out what is the relationship right now, as we're actually trying to battle them for oil.
There was talk about, at least in advance of the meeting, that perhaps Saudi Arabia would be joining the Abraham Accords. And then I know that the president announced that he wants to make the Saudis NATO members. And there's one other thing I would like to add that wasn't included in the report. President Trump, when he was answering the question about the Trump Organization's dealings with Saudi Arabia, left out the fact that he has removed himself completely from any involvement in the Trump Organization during his presidency. So he has no direct contact.
He would almost have to, because just in that role.
Similarly, I mean, presidents, you know, sometimes, I think oftentimes, put their investments in blind trusts while they're in the office. A similar kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know what specifically he knows about what the Trump Organization or his family members are doing, but yes, they are very active in that area.
Now, Dubai, United Arab Emirates, UAE, it's
a mouthful, isn't it?
Right. You know, I talked to Dr. Mike Hutchinson from Animal General, who traveled to Dubai because the ruler there wanted his expertise on stem cells
for his thoroughbreds and racing camels. He was there often.
And it was fascinating because I had asked him, what's it like? Would you go there if you had a chance to visit just to see how they live there?
Yes, I would like to do that. I've seen the development. And the same thing that's happened to Saudi Arabia is going on in the Gulf states like Dubai, like Abu Dhabi, you know, the United Arab Emirates. We're talking about tremendous growth and the beauty of what they've been building there along the water. It's just spectacular what they've built. Huge cities, untold numbers of skyscrapers, and booming economies, all because of this crude oil.
And we had started to tap into that a little bit, and with the natural gas that we're sitting on right now here in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York, has put this region on the map in a big way. So the energy boom here has affected the relationship there.
Well, I mean, some of the LNG that's being pulled up now here could very easily wind up making its way at some point to Eastern Europe.
Interesting, though, relationship over the years with Saudi Arabia, because some people blame them for instigating or at least supplying funds to anti-American forces over the years. So how do you prove that? And what did they know or not know? And this goes back to 9/11, too.
Absolutely, it does. And I think that, it's understandable why people would draw an immediate line between the two, between the 9/11 attacks and the support for Wahhabism is what it's known as the extreme form of Islam. And that was one of the major adherents was Osama bin Laden. And now his son is trying to follow in his footsteps.
I haven't heard that. Obviously, somebody's watching that very closely.
I hope so.
Well, we'll see what comes out of it. And we'll check in with Marty here in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk to Marty's wife, Christine. Christine Sorensen, anchorwoman, KDK-TV. I know Marty's like, I don't acknowledge you when you say Christine Sorensen, but
it's okay.
I'll let you guys battle it out.
Yes, that's okay.
When you change your name on television, we'll go with that. Meanwhile, how are you doing?
Good. Yeah, there is so much going on for kids. It is like kid season, right, with the holidays coming up. And Kidsburg has got some really great guides out to help you enjoy and take advantage of all the fun stuff happening, starting with Light Up Night.
Oh, what a tradition.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh is so lucky. I don't think people realize that not all cities have this kind of wonderful celebration of the holidays that's so community focused, so family friendly. And we are just so lucky to have this. Our family's gone down many, many years, and it's really so much fun with kids. There are four different lightings, okay? You can start at 5 with the city tree lighting at City Hall, that gorgeous natural tree. And there's fireworks then, too. So, hey, if that's the culmination of your night because you've got little kids, that's great. And while you're there, don't miss the gingerbread houses. Those are inside the City Hall now. Then an hour later at 6 o'clock, they light the PPG Plaza tree. That's the gorgeous Christmas tree where the ice skating is. And then at 7 o'clock, they light the Highmark tree. That's the one at the old Horns building that's wrapped around the side of the building. And then at 8 o'clock, they've got a special event to light the bridges, the Three Sister Bridges. So many fun things. And then the night culminates at 9:30 with a big fireworks show. They also just announced that they've got a band called The Calling, which you may not recognize the name of the band, but you will definitely recognize their songs. Look them up. They're really fun. So that's also around 8:30 with finishing at the fireworks at 9:30. There's a lot of special kids stuff to do, which if you go to kidsburg.org, you can see all the details on that.
As I recall, I think you and Marty excuse me, used to go with your kids when they were little and stay over.
We did. We would stay overnight, make a whole night of it. But yeah, you can do it all different ways. You know, it's free. I mean, you know, of course, it's fun to go and enjoy, like if you can, dinner or something or get us some hot chocolate. But it's really a great deal for families and a really fun night. It looks like it's going to be pretty good weather, too.
Yeah, it definitely does to kick off the weekend.
Yeah.
We talked to Ray Petlin from KDK TV last half hour. He said it's not going to get really cold till after Thanksgiving next week.
I think that's nice, personally. I know. I mean, especially for Light Up Night, it's nice to have it a little bit more mild. And even for Thanksgiving with everybody in and out, I know my in-laws do all kind of fried turkeys that they do outside. So it's nice to have decent weather for that, too.
If you'll recall, it used to be a lot of fun, especially in downtown Pittsburgh, to go see, you know, they would have the holiday displays in the big box stores, Horns, Gimbel's, right. Kaufman's, but many businesses still put some effort into their holiday light displays, and that's another feature.
Yeah, no, there's so many fun things to do downtown. I didn't even mention all the other things like the Santas around the world, which are now at PPG Place, the Creche. The holiday market has moved because they're renovating Market Square. So that's over in the Cultural District. We've got all this stuff on our guide. All of those actually are on our Light Up Night guide. And then we've got another great guide just on holiday lights. Okay, we've got 13 different places around our area where you can enjoy amazing light displays. And most of them are already up now already. So we've got things like Kennywood. We've got Phipps. We've got Overlees Country Christmas, downtown Pittsburgh with all the lights, mini golf light at Fun for All. There's the Pittsburgh Zoo with lights. One of my favorites is the Clinton Christmas light up celebration where you drive through. There's the Pittsburgh Botanic Gardens. Each one has a little bit different flavor, different styles, you know, drive or walk, different locations. So check out our guide. Hey, get started early. Maybe do all of them or even half.
Yeah, and closer to me on the north, North Park has that great laser show.
Yeah.
December
17th. There's so many fun things.
Through the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more note, and this is more about education of kids. A lot of people have asked about, should we allow cell phones in schools? We've talked about it. You've done stories about it on TV. Pittsburgh Public contemplating doing a more rigorous no-phone policy.
Yeah, a lot of schools and states are looking at this because 20 states now have phone-free schools, and Pennsylvania is now considering legislation to do that across the state. Just on Monday, they had a hearing in the state Senate before the Education Committee where an expert psychologist in education talked about how some new research shows that on average, high school kids are on their phones 20 minutes or more an hour. An hour. That's a third of the day, which is crazy. And the school resource officer, who is head of all school resource officers in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Association of School Resource Officers, said they recommend having phones out of schools, even though a lot of parents feel like there's a comfort knowing that their kid has a phone in an emergency. They said really they recommend that kids are not on their phones in an emergency because they need to be paying attention to what's going on and to really look at the bigger picture of overall safety, you know, the phones with cyberbullying and mental health challenges that can come from being, you know, related to the phone. So if this is something that you care about, that you want phones out of schools, there's a really great group that has now formed called Pennsylvania Unplugged or PA Unplugged, and they are advocating on behalf of parents. So they need parents to write their legislators, call legislators. And if you join PA Unplugged, which is just a group of interested parents, they can help walk you through how to do that.
Great information at kidsburg.org. Christine, are you sticking around with Marty?
I am.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.